Okay, we are October 20th, 2017. First day of Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, Tafshin Ayin Ches. All right, we turn to Mefarshim Day of the first parak of Vayikra. So one of the first thing that's really discussed over the course of Vayikra is why is it called Vayikra, but why is there the necessity of Vayikra? What is being learned from the word Vayikra, especially when 3 words later it says Vayidaber Hashem Elav, that Hashem spoke to him. So what is being learned out from the word Vayikra? So Rashi comments, L'chol dimros, l'chol amiros, l'chol tzivuyim, kadma kriyas. Quoting from the Medrash, that all times that Hashem speaks, it is prefaced by a kriya. It is prefaced by calling him out. And what is the language of kriya, of calling out? Says the Medrash, Lashon Chiba. It's a Lashon of Chiba. How do you translate Chiba? Actually, love, of sincerity, of... yeah, something like that. There's a language of closeness with Moshe. So, and it's the way also, that's the way Hashem says, V'kara zeh el zeh v'yamar. And the Medrash also comments, as we're going to see in the Ramban, that's connected to the original time that Hashem called out to Moshe, where he said, Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe responded by saying, Hineni. So, the Ramban also, so, V'loke Mishar Makomos, this isn't other places, but V'or of why? Shalei Moshe Yachol Lavo Lo Moed, Liosu Niga Shalom Makom, Asher Shar Elokim Rak B'Kriya Shikro. So, he says, no, that Moshe actually was excluded or didn't know that he was permitted to come into the Olam Moed. So therefore Hashem had to vayikra al Moshe, called him out, and then when he comes inside, so then vayidaber Hashem elav. So then Hashem goes ahead and speaks to him, because previously he had already told him that he's going to be excluded. And then the Ramban goes on and quotes the same medrash that Rashi says, v'rabuseinu amru, ki l'chol dibros l'chol amirus l'chol tzivim kadma kriya, that everything is prefaced by kriya, that's the language of chiba, v'nei al daitem hiskir zebekan, bavurshut Tchilas Hadibur Sharia Elav Mi'ol Moed Lumod Al Kulam. And the reason it's mentioned here, why is it mentioned every other time Hashem speaks to Moshe? Because this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the long shir that Hashem is going to give to Moshe regarding the mitzvos of Korbanos. So that is Ramban number one. Okay. The next thing, maybe we'll do this first, because we want to make sure that we have enough time for it. And that is one of the very, very famous Rambans. We already alluded to it in the first year we gave already on Monday. And that is the Ramban's debate with the Rambam, although it's really only one way, because the Ramban quotes the Rambam and then fights him, regarding the purpose of Korbanos. So that Ramban, although it appears a couple of times over the course of his commentary on Chumash, so this is probably most prominently featured here, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, verse 9, where the Ramban says, why do we have these things? So in Pasuk Tes, what does it say in verse 9? V'kirvu uchrav yichatz v'ayim, going to wash its innards and its feet in water. V'itir ha-kohen es ha-kol ha-mizbeach, and the kohen is going to bring it all onto ha-mizbecha, ola, ishei, e'ola, in fire, reach nichoach la-Hashem. Literally, a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Right? So says the Ramban that this was shishketenu, that what does it mean l'shem ha'esh, for the purpose of fire, that it had to be shechted for the purposes to be offered on the mizbeach and purpose for the fire. He says that it has to be shechted with the having in mind that it's going to be burnt. He has to have in mind what's going to happen to it. Fine, but then he continues on and says v'nei b'chasav hazeh. Tam ha-karbanos. In this pasuk, it gives you the reasons for the karbanos. What are they? Sheheim yishei reich nichoach la-Hashem, a pleasing aroma for Hashem. V'yamar Rav Mor Nevuchim. Then the rabbi writes a Mor Nevuchim. Who is the rabbi who writes a Mor Nevuchim? Who is the rabbi who writes in Mor Nevuchim? What's his name? Come on. You quoted the other day? Who wrote Mor Nevuchim? The Rambam. Right, the Rambam. Mor Nevuchim, the guide to the perplexed. Right, so who the Rambam writes in the Guide to the Perplexed, Kitam haKarbanos bavur shaMitzrim bahaKastim, that the real reason for Karbanos is because of the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, and the Kastim. Who are the Kastim? It's in this week's Parsha, Kastim, or Kastim. Right, so where is that? The Babylonians, the Persians, yeah, the Babylonians. So it's because of the Egyptians and the Babylonians, Asher Hayu Yisrael Geirim V'Toshim Ba'aretzim Me'olam, that the Jews always lived with them. They're always stuck living either with, right, during the entire time of Tanakh, where do Jews live? They live either in Israel, or when they're in exile, they live in Bavel or in Mitzrayim. Right? So those are the places that they're living. So the Jews are forced to live amongst them. Hayu Ovdim L'Bakar Ulatzon, and they worship there the cows and the flocks and the sheep. Ki haMitzrayim Ovrim L'Tle, because the Mitzrayim, we talked about this the other day, we're not sure, but he says the Mitzrayim worshiped sheep. Bakastim Ovdim, and who the Kastim worship? L'Shedim Asher Yiru Lahem Bidmus Seirim. They worship demons which appear to them as goats. I don't know how the Ramban knows this. You could ask Dr. Chevelle if you ever bump into him. But Va'anche Hodu, and what about the people of Hodu? Where is Hodu? India. Very good. Where do we see Hodu in Tanakh? Molech me Hodu viad Kush. Where do you get that tone from? So they ruled from in India Arayom Lo Yishkatu Bakar Liolam, right? So those people in Hodu that even until this very day, they don't shecht cows. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, they run through the streets.
They're still
not. Yeah, they actually take over the town now. Still nowadays.
The what?
The cows are in the street. They don't.
They won't keep them. The really firm ones walk around with shovels to make sure they don't kill any. Any insects, any bugs. I don't know about the bugs under, whatever. But that's their, I remember when I was in sixth grade or so, so I went to Queens College Sports Academy for the summer. They, it wasn't like I was the only Jew there. They had a kosher meal plan.
Queens.
Yes, I know, it's Queens. I had a whole bunch of my friends who went. It was great. They had, remember we had a Muslim, an Indian Muslim, in our bunk, so I think he actually had the kosher food regularly.
They would buy kosher, basically.
But not meat. They would be vegetarians. So I think he actually was on the kosher plan, but he would old. But like when these we have meat, he would get. There was a Taco Bell in we used to eat in the student union building. There's a Taco Bell in the lobby, so he got used to get bean burritos. Maybe he wasn't Muslim. Maybe he was a Hindu. He was an Indian. He's an Indian kid. I remember he's from India. I remember. I don't remember if he was Muslim or not. But yes. So these people honor these animals. Bavur Cain, says the Rambam, Tziva Lishchot Eila Hashlosha Minim, we're commanded to shecht those three types of animals, L'shem HaNichbad, for Hashem, Kedei Sheyodea, Ki Adavar Sheyuchoshim, Kihem B'tachas HaVeira, Hu Asher Yikvru L'Bor, that which they think is the essence of their sin, meaning the essence of their avodah zarah, is to worship those three animals. What do we do with them? We shecht it for our God. Uvo ischapru havonos, and thereby we attain atonement for our sins. Ki kain yisrapu haumnos haros shehim madoy hanefesh ki chol moda chol midva v'chol chole lo yisrapikim b'hafchu. That we know that all things that are ill, the only way that you heal the illness is by going after it with its opposite. That's the way that the doctors would treat it. Whatever, that's the Ramban's philosophy. Fine. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the purpose of these korbanos? To demonstrate that your avodah zarah is being sacrificed to our God, meaning that it's nothing, and therefore, implying that it has something to do with nullifying avodah zarah. So that's from this Rambam where the idea comes from, that, maybe the Rambam held that bizman hazeh, when the Mashiach comes, is not going to be korbanos, because there won't be avodah zarah. Right, so we'll discuss that in more length at other times. So what does the Ramban think of that idea? Right? What does he think of that idea? V'nehim divrei havai. This stuff is divrei havai. Nothingness. Havai. It's nothingness. Yirafu shever gadol. The kush yiraba, because I could impact a great wound and a... V'kushi Rabba, and a great question, al nikle, easily, yasu shulchan Hashem megual, sheinenu rak lahotzi milavein shel rishayim v'tifshe olam, v'akasav omar kihim lechem isha l'reach nichoach. He says, he made a polluted table that it removes evil issues from the world. But the Pasuk says that that's not why. What does the Pasuk say the reason is for Kabanos? The Pasuk tells us, Yishirech Nichoach Hashem. It's a pleasing aroma for Hashem. It's not about getting rid of Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban. It's about Hashem wants him. Now, why does Hashem want him? That's an interesting question. But it's certainly not just this trick that God pulled. You guys aren't doing Avodah Zarah. I'm going to make sure you don't do Avodah Zarah. I'm going to do it this way. No, there's reason for it, and it has to do, the Pasuk's not, it's not a subterfuge. It's a real reason. Reach Nichoach Hashem is a real thing. So then the Rabban Kananzin says, V'gam ki lefishi tasam shel mitzrim lo tisrape mi chalasam bezeh. Right? They're not going to be healed by this. About Tosif Michov, you're going to add to their avodas are why. Kimachshavas harashayim haniskarim laavod l'mazal tleh u'mazal shur sheyesh lam koach behem kpi machshavasam. Because they're, what are they doing? They're bowing towards the benefits of these goats and the benefits of the ox. They have this special power. V'lachein lo yochlu osam l'chavod kocham yisoda. Therefore, they don't eat them because in order to honor them. Aval im yizbechu osam l'shem hanichbad zek kavod lahem umala. But if you offer them as korbanos, that is actually raising them up. So you're not going to be defeating Avodah Zarah that way. You're actually elevating it. Now, I am no expert in ancient Egyptian theology to understand exactly what their belief was with regards to sheep. Right, was it that the sheep was the god, or the sheep is a representative of the god? It's unclear what exactly is going on there. So it could be we're shechting your god. I don't know. But the Ramban at least says that the fact that we're offering it as korbanos demonstrates that there's some amount of sanctity, uniqueness, and specialness to those particular animals. That's what they would do. They offer korbanos. It says they should no longer offer their korbanos to the goats, but they're offering their korbanos. I mean, they, what do you think they offered? They offered the same things. And what they do, they made during the chayta egel, they offered korbanos to the egel. Now we discussed a little bit of what exactly was the chayta egel a couple weeks ago. Joel, you could check the tapes. There was a korban as part of that. So it's hard to say that, by offering these korbanos, we're degrading them. We are actually uplifting them, says the Ramban. And not only that, we see another proof against the Rambam comes from this week's Parsha. He didn't say this week's Parsha. He just said from Noach. But v'nei Noach b'tseisu min ateva. What did Noach do when he leaves the teva with his three children? In ba'olam kasti o mitzri. There's no kastim or mitzrim in the world. What's the first thing he does? He offers a korban. Why is he offering a korban if there's no avodah zarah, according to you, Mr. Rambam? Right? V'hevel hevi gam hu mibachoru. What else do we have? Menu amar al liba lo... Fine. That they brought very special stuff. And there wasn't any of Avodah Zarah yet. Bilam. And Bilam as well. Right? Amar es shivas hamizbechos harachti. What did Bilam say? Bilam said, I set up these seven mizbechos, and I'm putting a par v'ayel b'mizbeach on them. Right? I'm going to offer sacrifices on them. So why did Bilam do that? Why did Bilam do it? According to the Rambam, he did it because he wanted to dissuade Avodah Zarah. What? Ve'in daito atel ishlomi menu amunos ros. Right? He didn't have in mind at that point to get rid of bad faiths. V'lo nitztave b'kach. Aval asa came l'kar v'elokim. He did it in order to bring to Hashem. K'desh yachol avadim. So that what he had to say would be listened to. He wasn't trying to be Makariv Balak at that time. He was trying to offer a korban because he thought it would help him. V'lo shar kabano says, korbani lachmi l'yishay re'achni chokhi. As we say, Hashem says it's a reach nichochi. It's my pleasing aroma. Hashem used the terminology for himself. And chalila that there shouldn't be any toels v'ratzon rak sholel, just in order to get avodah zara away from the shotim, right? Chalila, that it's only about that. It has to be about more than just that. Bruce asked about the akedah. In order to formulate that as a proper lumdisha question, the question would be, why didn't the Ramban bring the example of the akedah? Right, that would be the question. So the truth is, that's not so simple. There, what exactly is going on with the akedah? There is. A mode of thought out there that the motivation behind the Akedah had to do with Avodah Zarah, had to do with nullifying Avodah Zarah. I mean, that's what people did in those days, used to offer firstborn children to their gods. So in a way, that's what Hashem was testing Avram with. You've taught against this, not just, we always think about you taught against this, meaning killing your child, right? We don't really see Avram doing that. Avram actually went to war. I mean, we don't see Avram's full, the chiddush of Avram was anti-monotheism. And so how was the Akedah against that teaching? So perhaps you invoke the idea that it had to do with child sacrifice.
Didn't Yaakov do an offering
when
he came back?
Yeah. Kayin v'Hevel. Right, Kayin. I thought he brought that example. Oh, there it is. Yeah, he brought the example. I kind of skipped over it. Yeah. V'Hevel, right. V'Hevel hevi gam hu mi b'choros sonu milchavim. Right, Hevel also. Brought, and there also there was no avodah zarah yet. There were barely any people yet, and yet he was already bringing karbanos at that time. So that is the question that the Ramban raises. V'yoseh roi lishmo atam shom rehem. Better to listen to the reasons that are said about them. Ki avur shemase b'nei adam nigbrim b'machshav v'dibur v'maisa tziva Hashem ki kasher yechta yavi korban. Because people, the actions of people impact their machshavos. Therefore, and their thoughts and their actions impact their actions. So therefore, Hashem commanded that when a person sins, they bring a korban. Why? Yismuch yadav alav keneged hamaisa, that they bring the hands in opposite their hands, whatever they did. Yisvada befiv keneged adibur, they do vidui to try to nullify any evil speech she might do. Yisruf be'esh hakari v'aklayo shehem kliya machshava v'ataiva, they would burn in the fire the innards and the kidneys, because that is the vessels used for thought and for desire. V'hakra'ayim keneged yadav v'raglav shel adam ha'osim kol malacha, and the feet, right? The feet were brought because that's what's used in order to do things. V'yizru kadam, they would sprinkle the blood keneged damo b'nafsha, opposite the blood of his nefesh, k'dei sheyachshuv adam ba'asoso kol eila kicheit l'lukim b'gufu v'nafsha. That person will realize that they did. What did they do? They sinned against Hashem with their body and with their soul. V'roi lo sheyishpoch damo, and it's roi that he should spill his own blood, the yisru of gufo, and he should burn his own body. If not for the fact that Hashem is kind to us and allows us to offer a korban instead of ourselves. But that's what the Rambam says, Ramban says, is a simple understanding of the korban. Nefesh tachas nefesh, b'roi evarav ha-korban keneged roshe evarav, ha-manos v'achayos behem mori ha-torah, she'ispah alav, and we give gifts to the Kohen, and the Kohen of the ones who support Torah, and the korban tavid, because we have to realize, we bring a korban tavid to realize that every day people have issues, even though the korban tavid is an obligatory korban that was offered every day, but the part of the message of that is that every day people are challenged, and every day there are people that sin, and every day we need constant work. That's what the Ramban says is the purpose of the Karbanos. Does anybody have a kasha on that based on the Ramban's own questions? Right? What did the Ramban just say is the purpose of Karbanos? The purpose of Karbanos is to demonstrate to us the impact of our actions, right? That we're offering, the Korban that is being offered is a symbol of aspects of human sin. Right? Now, you learned that. In theory, you could ask the Ramban's questions that he asks on the Rambam, you could ask that on himself. Right? What does that have to do with Reach Lichoach for Hashem? Right? That doesn't seem to do with what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying that it's offered for Hashem. The Ramban is saying, well, the Rambam says, well, it's not about Hashem, it's really about Hashem, it's about protecting us from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says, well, that's crazy. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says it's for Hashem. Rather, what's it about? It's about demonstrating to you the impact of your sins. Well, what does that have to do with Reach Nichoach for Hashem? So then the Ramban goes on and says, I'm going to look this up in the article. You don't have an article, Ramban.
Yeah.
No, the Arsku. I want to see if the Arsku Ramban actually translated this or not. But the Ramban continues on and says, "The al derecha emes yish bekarbanus so nelam." There really is a deeper idea behind the karbanus. It's not just about that. Tichanis bo mimash amar abusein besifrei v'sof menachus. Take a look at what the Rabbanim say in the Sifrei as well as the end Maseches Menachos. Now we actually quoted this gemara from the end of Maseches Menachos. I believe the Meshech Chachma quoted at the end of his introduction that we did on Monday. What does it say there? Amar Shimon ben Azai bar rei maksiv parshas hakarbanos shelo nemar behem lo el velo elukacha velo elukim velo shaddai velo tzvaos. Recognize in the parsha of karbanos it doesn't use any of the other names of Hashem other than yudkei vavkei. Ela yudkei shem hamiyuchat shelo litain pischon peh lebal hadin lachlok, to demonstrate that there is no opening for anybody else to argue. That the idea of karbanos represents the unity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'shema tomer la'achiluhu tzarech. Unless you say that it's for Hashem's ochel, for Hashem to eat it. Tam lomer im erav lo amar lo ki lo tevel umloa lo amarti lachem zvacho el kadesh yomru v'yaseh ritzono. That Hashem says that I wouldn't ask you for food unless I have the whole world for myself. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. I mean, I don't need your food. I have my own food. But lo amarti lachem, I offer you the korbanos in order for that you do my will. And then the Ramban goes on to continue and says, he brings a few examples and points out that there are other times in Tanakh where a korban is referred to as a korban to Elohim, a korban to Kael, a korban to other names. But the Ramban says it's not really in the description. That's really in the... it's really kind of like in its impact, and not in the description of the korbanos itself. The Ramban says, "Aval inyan kulo mavur b'Torah." The idea is all explained in the Torah. Shehim lechem lishon ve'amar shesham Torah. The time of korban ish who Torah l'malas hakol. Yeah, okay. But those other examples are kind of. Are not about the korbanos themselves. That's about like other aspects. That's about like how you need to appeal those to those aspects. But in terms of when talking about the korbanos themselves in Vayikra, so the term yudkei vavkei is the one that's used. The Ramban actually concludes his commentary with the words v'nei ha'inyan mefurash mevor. Here the item has been clarified and explained. V'Hashem hatov yichaper ba'ad, and Hashem should be. Shiva kapara in this way. I mean, we should be able to attain kapara. Hashem should give a kapara for this. You know, that we should be able to attain the goals that I've spelled out over the course of this commentary. Any questions, comments, observations? That is the famous Ramban about korbanos. Not all of it. We did about three quarters of it.
That we it's a way of concretizing or materializing. Very,
you
know, difficult concept.
Yeah.
And bringing us closer to Hashem. And Hashem desires that relationship, that closeness. That's why it's a pleasing aroma to him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, the whole point, some people say, at the Mishkan was as a result of the Kate Engel.
Yes.
This is all a way to bring down, to earth. In a way that we could touch and feel and act and do.
Uh-huh. Okay, I mean, the...
Right,
the only thing is, you're still going to a place where Hashem doesn't really need the korbanos. I think the Ramban wants to go further than that. Yeah. We're used to saying, well, obviously the korbanos aren't really for Hashem. Like, what does he need our korban for? No, but he does.
Hashem needs our korban because he wants a close relationship.
Okay. 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 All right. And bringing korbanos gives us a better ability to have that understanding, and also brings
brings it down. Otherwise, it would kind of like hang out.
And brings Hashem out into the world. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It's basically the same reason why we do tefillos. Does Hashem need them? No. We need them.
Mm-hmm.
The same reason it brings us closer to Him.
Okay. Okay, but Hashem needs that. Hashem needs that. There is a very important piece from the Rav that I don't think has ever been translated, but in one of the early books that was published about the Rav Salvation's thought. So he talks about the idea of that we're the only ones that could say Baruch Atah, and that's what Hashem needs. Yeah, Hashem, if the goal is to spread the Kedusha, sanctity of Hashem throughout the world, so the way that that is accomplished is via man. And so we are actually doing that on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a relationship. It's not all one way. It's a two-way relationship for it. Okay. There is one other Ramban here. I guess we won't get to that Sforno, but we'll talk about this Ramban. There's a Ramban a couple of psukim later, Pasuk Yudalad, where it talks about the bird offerings. What are the bird offerings? What are Torim and what are Bnei Yonah? So it's translated as turtle doves and doves. Although I also saw Yonah translated as pigeons, which I don't really like. I kind of like Yonah being a dove, but turtle doves and doves. So what is why are those the two? So the Ramban ventures into trying to figure out why those are. So the Ramban says, "Bachar kasu b'shnei pasuk yedal in 14. Bachar kasu b'shnei aminim me'el b'shvil shehein mitzuyin v'kruvim lihisapesh lihatpesh yosi." He says, first of all, Hashem chose these because they're easy to catch, right? As they mention in Medrash, sek kasafim v'seizim, that we bring goats and sheep. Sheikarv min hagedilim al avuso v'lo yitzarich lases kelev talav u v'kashto latzotzai lahavi. That because they come to our cribs, meaning they kind of hang out near us, as opposed to having to get our quiver and bow in order to hunt them down. So aval ratza b'torim gedolim, but he wanted big torim, older torim. Why? Bavur prishu son v'hidvikam b'yadu mehem. Because the torim have a unique feature, because they stick with what is familiar. Shekeven she'avad ben zugo lo yidavek be'echad mi'olam. That even if they lose their partner, they lose their mate, they will not go to another one in their lives. They are apparently
monogamous.
Torim are monogamous. That is the term. Okay. V'chein Yisrael. So to Yisrael, devukim b'Hashem elokeichem v'lo yidvuku b'halakalach. That they cleave to Hashem and they don't cleave to another god ever. So that explains the Torim. What about the Yonah? Aval hayonim k'nayim ma'od. Yonim are actually very jealous. Uvkinasam yispardu v'yachlifu. And in their jealousy, they run away and they switch, they meet swap and things like that. Alkein lo v'achar b'hem ela haktanim kodim shi'izdavgu. So therefore, they only take young doves, before they do that. Why? Ki hayonah haktanos as tosefes ava b'kan giduleha. Yosim Yishara Ofos, was apparently young doves have a ava for the place that raised them more than other birds, that they're very devoted to a place, they're very devoted to Makom. Biski Rabu Seinus, therefore we have the older Torim who are monogamous, and we have the younger Yonas that are very devoted to their place. That we know that all birds that a person takes goes to their place to take their young or their eggs, they will not go back, that the birds will leave forever. By Yonah, however, lo taz venu b'shumin, but Yonah never leaves. V'chein Yisrael lo yachlifu boram v'torah sol liolam. Nor does, and so to Yisrael, they never really desert their Torah. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, that the reason why those birds are chosen because they're the best. That when the large Yonim, there is nothing that tastes better than it. Large Yonim don't have a taste. Large Yonim don't have a taste. That's why I take one word. But says the Ramban, but it's not true. Bein ze emes. Ki katnei hayonim kamat she'ein ruim la'achil mifnei rotfa odfanis bahem. He says young yonim apparently are really inedible because they are so moist. There's so much liquid. Aval im nechush l'tavim ba'achila yitakin sh'nivcheru l'skulasam. But if you... that was if you ignore the eating aspect of it, perhaps you'll understand what their segula is. Ki atorim segula sam chadud heiskel, because the torim have understanding. Vefrocha yonim segula sam letuelis gedola b'mamtulei ha'ivarim b'palgas v'chiyotzi behem. And the birds, these birds have a great segula because they are for those that are adolescents. Kapalgas are adolescents, and those that are in the middle of that are not fully matured yet. That they are considered fully growing, and therefore maybe. And then he doesn't say what the connection is, but I think it means most of the Jewish people also are not fully grown. We're developing, and therefore that's the segula of these two birds. But that is the as the Ramban about these two birds. So the a segula is like a sign or a tefillah, a helping, something like that. But again, what do we learn from the? Well, we hear this often. Torim o bnei yona. Torim are large torim because they are devoted to their mate, their partner, and the bnei yona are devoted to their place. They're devoted to what the place that brings them up. So to we are devoted to our partner, meaning Hashem, as well as the place. He references Torah, although one perhaps could also write in the land of Israel as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos, and continue on next week.